All right, good morning, Catalyst family. It's that time of the month again where our whole church family comes together to worship together. And I always love it. It's my favorite time of the month. I know you guys are probably sick of hearing me say that every single month, but this really is my favorite month or Sunday of the month. You know, it's pretty cool. Last night, I was pretty tired. This weekend is FOR tournament, so if you guys know about Asian League basketball, there's a big tournament going on this weekend, and my two daughters are both playing in it, and I was pretty tired, okay? So last night, it was game night. How many people came out to game night last night? Shout out to Brandon and Agnes, because we also had karaoke night with Jake, so shout out to you guys. Yeah, I said Agnes and Jake. Chie, come on, trying to throw me under the bus. So anyway, I knew it was game night, and I was pretty tired, but Dylan and Karis both asked me, they said, Daddy, can we go to game night? And I was like, oh, I'm tired, but yeah, we can go to game night. So it was cool. On the car ride over here, one of the things that Karis said to me was she really liked how now that we have our new facility, we have a lot more opportunities for our church to do fun things together and not just come together on Sundays. And I thought, yeah, that's really cool. You know, and I really do feel like that's one of the things that the Lord is leading in our church, is changing our perspective of what church even is, from, you know, churches Sunday mornings and maybe small group, to experiencing, worshiping, coming together as a church family, not just on Sundays, but throughout the week as well. And one of the things that I felt like the Lord said is, the city on a hill is not just on Sunday mornings, but the city on a hill is all week long. So as we continue to move towards becoming and stepping into City on a Hill, we recognize that it's all week long. But today, this morning, is Testimony Sunday. I'm really excited. We're gonna get to hear some testimonies. Kids, do you guys know what a testimony is? Coda, do you know what a testimony is? No? Okay. Side note, when you don't know what a word means, you can look it up. So I looked it up because I kind of had this feeling that some of the kids didn't know what a testimony was. And I wanted to make sure that everybody here knows and understands what a testimony is. So when I looked it up, it said that the word testimony comes from the Latin word that means evidence or witness. Evidence or witness. How many of you guys know who LeBron James is? Do you guys know who LeBron James is? Okay. LeBron James, they used to have this t-shirt that I'd see a lot of people wearing when they wear a LeBron t-shirt. It said, like, we are all witnesses. We are all witnesses, right? And really, that's what we want to think of when we think of a testimony, that we are witnesses of what God is doing. And so when we give a testimony, we're just sharing what the Lord is doing in our lives. So as we continue our series, we started this series last month. And for MultiGen, we're going to be continuing this series called Anyone Can Cook. We want to recognize that God is moving in all of our lives, that God can use any one of us to do his will, that God can bless other people through any one of us. Doesn't just have to be through Pastor Barry. Doesn't just have to be through Pastor Ross. God can use any one of us. And so when we give testimonies, we recognize the ways that the Lord is using us and using our lives. So for Testimony Sunday, we as a church family get to celebrate together the ways that God is moving and blessing us. And that's one way that we can bless the Lord. We can bless the Lord by sharing with other people the stories of what he's doing in our lives. And I'm looking at John because he's been a big proponent for us in sharing our testimonies. And we have a podcast called Catalyst Stories. Want to give a plug to John and Catalyst Stories. He's doing a great job. And Catalyst Stories is an opportunity to hear some of the, in long format, because sometimes, you know, on Testimony Sunday, we feel like we have to cram it into 2 to 3 minutes, and we know that sometimes God's stories are bigger than that. So Catalyst Stories is a great place for us to be able to share in long form some of the things that God is doing in our lives, and so we can honor and bless him for the ways that he's working. So, we got a lot of stuff on the plate. I just wanted to give a little bit of an intro of what a testimony is so that people can understand what a testimony is and see why we're sharing what we're sharing in the next few minutes. And one of the things that we feel like God has really been highlighting to us as a family ministry, and especially to Auntie Stuff, is how he sees all of the teachers and volunteers. So, Auntie Steph, why don't you come on up? All right, can you share a little bit about what God's been highlighting to you recently?
Yeah, so I feel like this is always highlighted to me, but I am blessed to have just the best volunteer and teacher team just behind this wall every Sunday. So if you are a teacher or helper in children's ministry or in FXM, could you please stand up? We want to acknowledge you real quick.
Stand up. If you're a volunteer, stand up. We want.
Okay. And no, stay standing real quick. Stay standing because I want you guys to look around. And one thing that I noticed, because I see this big long list of my volunteer team, and one thing that I noticed that's highlighted to me is that about 80% of this team do not have children currently in the program. And I think that speaks volumes of just our Catalyst family, and that our church family cares about this next generation, and that they see them as valuable and worth pouring into every week. So I just want to thank you all for just the way that you pour into these kids every week. So thank you. You guys could sit down.
So God is moving in our family ministries. God is moving in our family ministries and with all of our kids. And we wanted to use this Sunday. So we're calling it Teacher Appreciation Sunday, because we wanted to appreciate all the volunteers, especially in light of what Steph said. You know, 80% of our volunteers don't have kids in their program. And so it just really shows the dedication, the faithfulness in raising up the next generation. So kids, we got people in our church that really care about you because the Lord cares about you. And they want you to see how much he loves you and how much he cares about how you guys are raised. And so that's why he's brought us all these volunteers. So thank you to all the volunteers. As a special thank you, we wanted to create something so that all of our people in our whole church family could see some of the things that go on back there. So let's watch this video together.
Because of you, we get to learn in a fun and creative way. We get to use our imagination and dream big. We feel comforted. Encouraged. And relieved. Through your spirit, you teach us joy, kindness, confidence, and selflessness. You teach us more than how to share toys. You teach us how to share our hearts. To share our testimonies. Thank you. You fill our minds with godly truth. And our stomachs with yummy treats. Because of you, we sense your heart over us.
Wow, that was great. Let's give a bigger hand to our teachers. Thank you, teachers. Also want to give a special shout out to Emily Ganico. Thanks for putting together the video, Emily. Great job. So if that video inspired you to want to be a part of what's going on in our family ministries, you can always reach out to Steph, to Brett, or to Jerry to help out. Because we're always looking for volunteers and always looking for people that just want to share their hearts and share their experiences with the Lord with our kids. And even if you don't feel led to teach, there's lots of other ways and other opportunities to volunteer and help out. So it doesn't just have to be to teach. We have other opportunities, and you can talk to Jerry, Brett, or Steph about those things too. So teachers, again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for pouring out your hearts for our kids. We love you. With today being Testimony Sunday, there's also a really cool story that I heard the other day that I thought would be exciting to share. So it starts out with someone's dream that they had, and I wanted to share that dream with everybody today. So Sam Lee, can you come on up? I want to... So I was talking to Jerry the other day, and he said, you need to have Sam share about this dream that he had because it's really cool. So Sam, can you share with us a little bit about your dream?
So my voice is a little shot because I've been sick, but for some context, we're going on a mission trip to Japan, which we'll talk about a little more later. But this was before we found out, right? I was talking to Garrett and Sean, we were playing some games together, and the night before I'd had like a funny dream, and I just decided to share it with them. So basically in my dream, I just remember going onto a plane with a bunch of the magnetic people. And it was a very like impromptu trip. Like we weren't really supposed to go. There was like not really plans for it before. But I just remember getting on the plane. When we got off the plane, the first thing we did is we landed in Japan and we immediately drove over to like a school, right? And I remember when we got to the school, like we were in the classrooms with the kids. And what I distinctly remember was they were speaking English and we were like teaching them English. So yeah, after that, like, you know, I was like, dang, that's crazy. And I was sharing it with them and I didn't really think anything of it. I thought it was just cool. But that was Friday night. The next Sunday night, Jerry was like, yeah, we have a big announcement to make. Let's meet in the youth room after church. And what he said was, we're going to go to Japan, and we're going to go teach English to kids in a classroom. So yeah, that was crazy. None of us really knew anything about the trip before then. From what I know, like it wasn't even finalized until like right before we found out. So yeah, I really think God like spoke to us through that. And for me, that was confirmation that I was like really called to go on this trip, you know? So yeah.
Yeah, when I heard that you had had this dream even before you even found out, before you had any knowledge of this trip, I thought that was pretty amazing. The Lord was really setting you up. And so can you give us a little bit more details about this trip? When are you guys going? Can you share a little bit about who's going on the trip with you?
Yeah, so I believe we're a team of 22. It's mostly youth and young adults. You see on the picture, that's everyone going on the trip. We're going to leave, I believe there's two teams leaving. One team is going to be there for the first 2 weeks, and then another team is going to switch with them after the 2 weeks. So it's going to be a month long total. We're going to be going to a small Christian school in Fukuoka that's attached to this church. And we're just going to basically be teaching, you know, the whole school for a full month. And that's like, I believe, kindergarten through middle school age. So, yeah, it's a lot. We're going to be teaching. We're going to be planning. We're going to be doing different activities. But it'll be good.
I heard the setup for everything is going to be pretty crazy. Like, there's a lot of lessons that you guys have to prepare. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact number, but we have a lot of lesson plans to do. Basically, I believe there's like 3 periods of classes per day, and there's 4 different classes, so that's like 12 lesson plans a day for a whole month. And, you know, we basically have to start from zero. So it's a lot of work, and, you know, we're getting the ball rolling on that, but it's a lot of lesson plans.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sam, for sharing. Thank you for our whole Japan team. So if you're on the Japan team, would you guys stand up right now? We want to recognize you. So if you look around, these are all the people that are going to be going to Japan, teaching English in this Christian school. And it's pretty awesome, too, because this potentially could be, depending on how this trip goes, something that happens frequently. So this isn't just a one-time thing. This is more of like an opportunity for us to check it out, see how things go, and it could potentially lead to a longer-term relationship. So kids, some of you guys might be following in their footsteps, and this might be just the discovery team to get things off the ground for our church to have this relationship ongoing in Japan. So it's really cool to see even the ways that the Lord has moved in Sam to give him that dream to help set him up to show, man, the Lord's really in this. The Lord's really in this. So for everyone out there, if you guys want to participate and partner with them financially or through prayer, you can reach out to Jerry. I'm sure we'll have more announcements in the future. But there's going to be plenty of ways for us to partner with them and for us to feel like we're not just seeing what they're doing, but for us as a church family to come alongside them and to go with them. So thanks, Sam. Thanks, Japan team, for following where God's leading. We're excited to hear from all the stories that God's going to be sharing through you. So there should be more testimonies coming from this trip, too. So thanks, Sam. All right, so this Testimony Sunday is going to be a little bit different than a few of the other ones that we've had in the past. We will have some time for open mic, but I've been hearing quite a few awesome stories that I felt like, I can't just leave this up to chance and hope that some of these people come up and share. So I did get a few plants, so I did ask a few people to come up and share today already. So one of the people that I felt like had a really cool story was someone that actually texted me earlier this week. So we've been going through Kingdom classes. Last week was our first Kingdom class. We have Pastor Barry is teaching 2 classes, and I'm teaching 1. So someone in my class texted me and said, I actually used some of the things that we talked about in class today. I want to share with you. So I thought it was a really cool story, so I asked him to come share with our whole church family some of the things that the Lord has been doing in his life. So Cameron, can you come on up?
Hello.
Hello. All right, so Cam, you texted me on Tuesday and said something really cool happened to you at work. So can you share a little bit about what happened to you at work that day?
Yeah, so this has to deal with the identity class that Damon's been leading. We had the second class today. So last week, I was talking to my coworker. He's been a little stressed out, and he's looking for a new job. Still confidential, but he told me. and he said a phrase. He said, you know, I don't know if you believe in God, but I believe there's timing. And he started going in, you know, that kind of his distress with it. And if I hadn't taken the class, I don't think I would have said what I did. I said, you know, I do go to church, and, you know, I believe in God, and, you know, I teach the kids on Sunday. And he goes, oh, I have a 6-year-old daughter who's actually been asking me about God, and I don't know how to answer the questions. And he said, we haven't been going to church for a while, so this is kind of cool timing. I ended up talking about that identity and saying, you know, you seem kind of stressed about your job, and you know, if your identity is in that, right, if it goes away, right, you're gonna be in a pit, right? It's gonna be hard. And I share with him some of the, you know, identities I have, which is, you know, family, friends, relationships, sports, right? You put your identity in all these things, your job. So when I told him that, he felt at peace a lot, and you know, he was kind of happy I shared that. I said, you know, why don't you come out to church with us? We're in Long Beach. And he goes, oh, I live in Long Beach. And I said, well, you know the Trader Joe's on Stearns and Bellflower? And he goes, oh, I'm 5 minutes away from there. So I said, you know, well, why don't you come out to Mother's Day with your family, his wife and his six-year-old daughter. So he said, I'll be in contact with him. But, you know, I think the takeaway is kind of using maybe a sports metaphor that Damon had with LeBron. I'd say when these come up, you know, just do it, right? Like Nike, you know, just step in and kind of, you know, tell someone, you know, what you've learned, because you never know, because it could bless them, right? So thank you. Thank you, Damon, for the class.
Okay, so something else that he didn't share right now, but that he shared in our class a little bit earlier, is that he also shared with him that Cameron's been trying to find his identity in the Lord, right? And that when his foundation is in the Lord, some of those other things can go away and he'll still be okay. He'll still be okay. But when we find our identity in our job or in sports teams, like if I found my identity in the Clippers, I'd be in a really, really bad place this morning. But for him, as he's been taking this class and as he's trying to find his identity in the Lord, he can have a secure foundation. He can have a secure foundation. And that's why we want to find our identity in the Lord. So it's really cool too. I'm a part of a men's small group, and we meet on Thursdays. Shout out to Blake. Thanks for leading our group, Blake. One of the things that we've been talking about as a group is how we feel like the Lord's been moving in us as men to step up, how he's been calling us to level ourselves up. So it's been really cool as we've been trying to discuss and what does that look like in our lives and how we can do that in our families. And so it was awesome because I heard a story from one of the guys in our group that he shared about how he was intentional about something and how that released something in his family. So, Dennis, can you come on up? All right, so everyone, this is Dennis. And Dennis, can you share a little bit about what the Lord's been highlighting to you recently?
So my family's over there. My wife is Selena, and we have a two-year-old daughter, Eden. She loves to dance in this corner. But earlier this year, during Christmas break, we tried to potty train her. We thought she was ready, and then I guess over the course of a few different events that happened, she was going through a lot, and then eventually she started, instead of like trying to go to the bathroom, she would try to hold her poo. And it would start off okay. She would take a little bit longer to go, but then eventually she started holding a lot longer and longer and longer, and we would go days where she wouldn't go. And so we were super stressed. We would try being stern with her, like, hey, if you go, you'll feel better. That didn't work. We tried being comforting, like, oh, it's okay. That didn't work either. And she would hold it until it like hurt so bad that she ultimately had to go. And it was really stressful for us as parents. And there was one Sunday that we came, we were still going through this, we were in the middle of her holding her poo. And there was one Sunday where there was a ministry time where, I forget who was speaking, but they called folks up. There was a ministry time, there were a lot of brothers and sisters in the back that were praying over different people that had different things to request prayer for. And usually during those times, I'm always just sitting there and let me just pray by myself. But I forgot to mention that earlier last year, I took Pastor Barry's Listening to God class. So I'd gotten a little bit of practice in terms of trying to sense what God was saying to me. And I felt during that service that God said, there's something that I want you to let go of, and this is a way that if you were to do this, Eden can also share in you surrendering something up. And so immediately I heard that and I went to the back, got prayed for over by a brother. And then later that week, Eden, she started to like go on her own. And so it was like, it was really interesting because I've never experienced something where it wasn't like a transactional, like if you do this, I'm gonna do this for you. It was like, if you claim victory over this and you release this to me, this is how Eden can share in that victory with you as her dad. So I thought that was really interesting, and I wanted to share that with everyone, and I appreciate Damon giving me the opportunity to do that.
Thanks, Damon. Yeah, it's really cool to hear. I remember when I first heard Dennis share that story, I was like, I know Testimony Sunday is coming up. He needs to share that with our whole church, because it's really a picture of him stepping into and taking the lead, right? In his family, he wanted to step in and take the lead, and he heard the Lord tell him, when you release this to me, she'll be able to release as well, right? And so what he did and being able to go release it to the Lord, the thing that he was holding on to, it allowed her to release it as well. So I thought it was really cool, a really cool picture for us of what it looks like for, in our small group, for us as men to step forward and lead our families. So I thought, thank you, Dennis, for showing us what that looks like. Okay, so I know everybody's starting to get excited about open mic, and I'm sure the Lord is stirring in everybody stories that they might want to share. But I have one more person that it's a plant. And this one, actually, I have no idea what the story is other than I heard it's really cool. So, Elena, can you come on up? So like I said, last night I was at game night and karaoke night, and then Pastor Barry comes up to me and says, hey, I don't know what you have planned for Testimony Sunday tomorrow, but I just heard a really cool story from Elena, and I think she needs to share it. So I said, okay, let's do it. So Elena, thank you for sharing. Would you like to share with us what's God been highlighting to you recently?
Yeah, so all the testimonies and everything, remember, is for the glory of God. We are an instrument for his glory, so it's a long testimony, but I'm going to do it very short. So I went in a surgery, and the doctor say, okay, it's a procedure, and it was very quick, and then you can go work after the 3 days. You're going to be fine. It was not good. It was very painful, so I didn't work for 2 weeks. I stayed home, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to go and work. And then a lot of people text me, and I was, like, in a stress because I need to go and work. But and I feel the Lord say, be patient and listen. And a lot of people text me and say, oh, probably it is time to, you can watch TV or Netflix or, and then, and the Lord say, no, just worship and worship music and just be in my presence. And for 2 weeks, I was just listening into worship music. I was in a lot of pain, but I was, you know, listen to God. But I was like, I don't understand this process. And sometimes we are in process and we don't understand, but we need to be obedient. So my friend called me and she say, I know probably you're not working, but I think I have the perfect job for you. And then she say, so my friend, she's a caregiver. So she say, I've been working with this grandma and she's in hospice, but I feel from the Lord that you need to come and help me Friday night, Saturday the whole day, Saturday the whole day, like probably 86 hours. So I said, oh, but you know that I love going to church and, you know, I don't like to miss going to church. But then she say, well, this is something from the Lord. You're going to be working by God. So I said, okay, let me pray about it. So I pray. And the Lord say, remember, in different peoples, in different places, not all the people go. So you need to be able to go and share the gospel. So I want you to go with this grandma. She was 83. And you're going to be there. So I call my friend and I say, yes, I think, you know, I need to be there. So when I went there Friday night and Saturday, this grandma, she was the most angry person and bitter and she did a lot of terrible things to me. So I said, Lord, how, and believe me, I'm very patient. And I said, God, why you send me here? I've been in a surgery and home for 2 weeks. And, you know, I was complaining. And the Holy Spirit said, just quiet and be obedient and put instrumental music and worship me. So I was singing to the lady, to the grandma. Her name is Joanne. And then she looked at me like with this demonic eye, like, you know, shut up. And I was like, what can I do? So the Holy Spirit says, don't pay attention and fight for her life and pray for this lady because she needs to be in my presence. So I start praying and I start rebuke the enemy and I said, I rebuke the enemy. This woman belongs to God. So I start praying and then, so that week it was terrible with her because she was asleep and then she opened her eyes and she said, you're fire. So I was like, no. I'm not going until I finish, you know, why I came here. And I put worship music and singing in the room and praying, praising the Lord. And then, so I worked 3 weeks. So last week, I worked Sunday, and then I supposed to work just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then my friends say, you need to come because I'm very tired, and I need your help, Elena. So I said, no, I don't want to go. And then the Lord said, you're going. And I said to God, but I'm not working Mondays. And he said, you're working 24 hours for me. You know, I give you life for a reason. You have a purpose and you going. And okay, so I called my friend. I said, yes, I'm staying. So I stay Sunday night, Monday, and I supposed to get off at 9 o'clock at night that day. And around 7, it was a person in the room, her relative, and she said, you never watch TV? You just worship music and instrumental music and just everything about God? And I say, yes. But in the moment, I said, probably it's time to watch something. You know, I have 2 hours. So I put the TV, and the moment that I press the TV to watch something, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And say, stop. You came here to save this life for me. So you better stand up, turn it off the TV, put some worship music, and put the chair next to her and pray for her. So I start, and then he say, I want you to sing, Jesus My Savior. So I hold her hand, and I start praying for her, and she started crying. And then I say, Joanne, you know, you accept Jesus Christ like your Savior. He's going to forgive everything. He's preparing everything. But in the moment, I already feel the angels. And I just feel the presence of the Lord very strong. And remember, she was very angry with me. And I said, can you move your head, your arms? Can you do something that I can affirm that you're going into the presence of the Lord? And she was quiet, and then I continued singing, and then she opened her mouth, and she accepted Jesus Christ. And she breathed, and she laughed, and I can see the presence of the Lord. In that moment, she went with the Lord. And I feel the angels and the Lord, and I feel the transition in 3 weeks, how the devil, she was fighting for her life. But in the moment, it was the most powerful thing to see that she went with the Lord and in one more soul for Christ. And that's it. Amen.
Whoa. I don't even know what to say. I'm pretty speechless after that, but it's just amazing how the Lord was speaking to Elena. Even when, you know, she shared with the Lord, I don't want to do this. But he said, no, this is what I made you for. This is what I've been doing. He even prepared her for weeks beforehand of just resting in him to prepare for that. And it's just awesome to see. So thank you, Elena, for saying yes to the Lord. I know that I'm sure that she's saying thank you for powering through too. You know, that she's now with the Lord in heaven because you kept going, and you kept submitting, and you kept following, you kept listening. So thank you, Elena. So now we're going to have a little bit of time for open mic. I know it's a little bit short, probably a little bit shorter than we're used to. But we'll leave the open mic time. If anybody has a story that they'd like to share about something that the Lord's been doing, if you want to have a prompt, the prompt could be, what's God been highlighting to you recently? So we'll just leave the mic open for a few minutes, and then if nobody comes up, then we'll just have worship. Oh, Jake's coming up. So come on, Jake. That's one nice thing about being a smaller facility is you can easily see when people are starting to come on up.
Hello, everybody. So I feel like the last few weeks have been pretty good for me overall, and I always like to try to pay attention to what am I doing differently, you know, that's causing a better stretch of time, because sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, and I think something that's been pretty clear to me is what you consume, either consuming media, consuming even physical food and stuff can sometimes affect, you know, the way that we feel. And one thing that seems pretty clear to me is that at times when, you know, we are able to, well, there was that quote that I said on the podcast about, you know, we drown ourselves in entertainment and then wonder why we can't hear God's voice, right? So I kind of noticed in the last few weeks I was very intentional about not scrolling for 30 minutes to an hour first thing when you wake up or before bed. You know, those are opportunities that you kind of program your mind or distract yourself from feeling the natural wisdom or inspiration that we have when we're not, you know, distracted. So that was something that I was intentionally doing more of, is even just putting my phone away from myself so I don't have access to it, maybe deciding to start my day off instead of watching videos or other things, that type of consumption, you know, maybe putting on music or something else where you can just be a lot more, I guess, in the moment. And I feel like there's a certain time that when you're, you know, kind of relaxed, you can feel that inspiration more easily about saying, I feel like, you know, getting up and going to this place in the morning. I feel like calling this person, you know. And so that was just something that I thought felt, you know, pretty, it just became more clear to me about, you know, just being, not consuming as much, you know, and I think that was a good thing. I feel like I've been blessed in the last few weeks of not being distracted by physical discomfort or mental overwhelmment, and I just wanted to share that. And I think every time it's easy to thank God when you feel relief, right? Like if you're not feeling pain today, it's like, oh, thank you God so much, right? And so I just wanted to share a little bit of that, is that, you know, be very careful with what you consume. You know, I think God would love for all of us to be a bit more in a creative, playful type of mindset so that we could follow, you know, inspiration and be able to see, you know, all the different signs that he might put in front of us. If we're distracted, you know, it'll be hard to see what, you know, guidance is being presented to us. So,
all right. Thanks, Jake. Thanks for sharing. I know that's something that Mimo's been talking to me a lot about, you know, it's just really, how are we setting ourselves up to hear from God, right? And so Jake sharing that, you know, he's been more intentional about setting himself up to hear more from God and how the Lord's been leading him and guiding him, it's awesome. It's awesome. So thank you, Jake. Oh, Ruth, come on up.
Okay, the Holy Spirit is prompting me to share. I want to thank the Wednesday night prayer group, particularly. So, you know, when the Lord prompts you to pray for things, pray for it, right? And often it's beyond. So right now my work, the Lord has assigned me to do mental health with, you know, youth, actually from the client I see from 4 to 25. And I'm tasked to do this early psychosis program. So they get a lot
lot of demonic, you can see the demons are bounding to them. Often suicidal, killing themselves, they're disorganized in their mind, and like, I don't know what to do often. So I sometimes get the Wednesday night prayer group, can you pray for my kids? Because they're so bound. And you don't have to see them. You just, like sometimes the Lord wakes me up just to pray. I don't even know what's going on with people's life. I'm just gonna be obedient to pray. And sometimes God's very faithful and let you see what's going on, but sometimes he doesn't. But I can tell you that it makes a difference. I have these kids, one of them particularly, he's in the brink of death. He comes to me, he was regulated, so bound by the demon. He was like so anemic and walking, he couldn't even walk. And the Lord said, fed him, go just go feed him. All I did was like, are you hungry? Do you want to eat ramen? So we made that, and then can you sleep? Right, just give him a piece of sleep. Now it transitioned to today. He's going to school part-time. You can see his face and everything totally in sound coming out of it. The demonic attachment has gone off of him. Then he's not even a believer. But you know what? The power of prayer, the love of God, these are the kids we're fighting, like Elena said, we're fighting for lives to leave them. And then particularly there's two of the kids. One of them I haven't gotten this. I'm just asking for the timing to invite them to come to Jesus Christ yet. This one always see walking around like, what do you see? I gotta walk, because my feet are chopping off. They're actually in hell. And there's one, after so many times the Lord said, invite her to Jesus. Okay, I work in the secular world. I'm just thinking, I don't want to get fired. But the Lord said, invite him to Jesus. And she did. I was so amazed, because one of my works, like, if they talk about spiritual things, you can talk about it. And they did, and we talked about it. I invite her to Christ. And she's like, when we go for a higher level of care, now they're all on the lower level of care. So praise the Lord. And the thing is, the Lord puts in your heart to pray, pray. Don't actually, don't even have to be in the presence of them, those people. So thank you, Wednesday Night Group. So thankful for you guys. Amen.
Okay. Thanks for sharing, Ruth. Okay, so this Sunday is multi-gen, right? So we one of the reasons that we wanted to have Testimony Sunday on multi-gen is because we wanted to give opportunities if any of the kids had any stories that they wanted to share. So if any of the kids have a story, we'd love to hear you share, or youth, high school, junior high, anyone, younger people, we'd love to hear your stories too, because one of the things that Auntie Steph is always saying, there's no junior Holy Spirit. There's no junior Holy Spirit. There's just one Holy Spirit with our kids, with all the adults. So we wanted to give an opportunity if any of our kids or youth. Oh, come on up. Okay, we have one of our kids has something she wants to share. Come on up. Okay, what's your name?
Carissa.
Carissa. Okay, so what's something that God's been doing or showing you?
He's been showing me that people, when if everybody was perfect, people would have a happier life. But when Adam and Eve sinned, that everybody is not like kids think that when they go to school, there's no bad people in this boat, but there's actually bad people in everywhere.
Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to share with us? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's something that we talked about in our identity class last week, is that how when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, how that changed things, and how the world today that we see, it's not how God intended it. It's not how God intended the world to be, right? So it's cool that he's highlighting that to her, to share it with other people, that this is not the world that God had intended. God intended something different, right? And it's because of what Adam and Eve did that has brought our world to where it is today. And so the cool thing is that Jesus came to set the world straight, to set things right, right? And so that's part of the first step, is to recognize that this world isn't what it was supposed to be. So thank you for sharing. Anyone else? Oh, Uncle Cause, come on.
Is it okay?
Yes, Uncle Cause, come on. No, Uncle Kaz, you are the youngest person that I know. You know, your spirit is young, right?
You know, I had to come up because this young man, know him for a while, and I remember earlier days when coming, but about 7 or 8 years ago, I was worshiping, and he'd come to me and, "Hey, Uncle, can I worship alone with you?" You know, but and he comes and he give me a hug and things like that. You know what? I've been doing this time to time, and I noticed that something changed inside my heart. Just receiving from this guy the big hug. Yeah, it's amazing. I know Bob could testify with me. Yeah, he's excited about, you know, things of, you know, God or the church, you know, what we serve. But anyway, this is the one I'm talking. I want to talk to you with this. So I appreciate you, your friendship. You know, my wonderful, I call him nephew. And anyway, this is the, so 13 years ago, I was different church, very traditional church. And I served there for 14 years. Yeah, with all my heart, that was my grace for that period of time. But about 13 years ago, I got to do a lot to do with this Catholic church. I'll tell you this story. My son Robert heard from God to go to a mission trip, YWAM, actually. So for Dad, I'm so excited. They finally, you know, guys opened their heart and think of spirit, right? Because by that time, he was going here in church, there in church, here. So not very steady as far as spiritual seeking for God. But anyway, I guess they heard from God to go YWAM. So that time, he has an application that he has to fill it in, right? And whatever. And there's he has a fill in comment from recommendation from the pastor, right? And he doesn't have a pastor, a steady pastor or something. So he I had a friend, Mindy, which is Pastor
Pastor Barry.
Yeah, well, I bring my age. Pastor Barry. Anyway, so again, he approached Pastor Barry through Mindy. "Can you sign this for me?" Well, I thank God for Pastor Barry, he signed it and able to go, right? And he came back after about a year or so of spiritual training and the mission trips. He was completely changed. And he got hired as an internship here 1 year or so. So I was still at the other old church. And man, God is speaking to me. I'm cheering for my son to be, you know, strong in the Lord and just follow the heart. He's just started going to Catalyst and as an internship. And God speaking to me, "Hey, what kind of dad are you? And you have to go over there, cheer him up, you know, and support him, right?" And that's how it kind of worked out. God speak to me, and I said, so I, okay, I'm bye to my old church. And so I'm coming here. And yeah, and then now my granddaughters are really connected to this church. And this morning, or actually the last few weeks, you know, Emily is now able to drive because of the her knee surgery, and Robert is working on Sunday. So I'm a pinch hitter driving. Just gonna have a driver, right?
Chauffeur.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's why the hat.
Yeah. So they call me, "Hey, Dad, can you drive my family to because the grandkids want to go over there and be with friends." Man, what can I say? I said no, right? Yeah. So anyway, so see how God brought us here, church. So I believe with all my heart. Yeah, and to see my grandkids and connecting the church. So, Pastor Barry, your signature on the paper shifted our lives. Something like, yeah, beautiful place. So anyway, we're excited, not about on the church, but you know, for the future, because see all those younger ones and all those testimonies, beautiful things coming up. And I think this is only the beginning. You will see greater move of the Holy Spirit in this place. From the small soldiers, no, that's in my heart. Yeah, and that's all. I'll just release that into the church, you know, it's because his uncle's passion. All right, thank you, Barry. thank you, David.
Thanks, Uncle. A couple things. So he talked about their missions trip. It's kind of funny, the timing. God's timing is really cool. So this past, if you haven't listened to it yet, listen to this past week's Engage to Flourish, because Emily came on and shared a little bit more about her journey with the missions trips that they went on as a family together too. So if you want to hear a little bit more about that, you can check out this past week's Engage to Flourish podcast. If you don't know what that is, you can come talk to me after service and we can help get you set up. But really, one of the things, Uncle, I appreciate about you is sometimes you'll notice that Uncle likes to worship with his hands raised. And in the past, I've really felt that there's been a shift when he raises his hands. Like when he's standing and he raises his hands, it changes the atmosphere in our church. And so I've really appreciated that. There's been times where I'm sitting in service and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, the Holy Spirit came. What happened? And then I'll just see, oh, Uncle stood up. That's it. So there's a special thing when the men in our church stand for the Lord. And so kind of I feel like that's been something that has been stirring in our small group, is that, you know, as men, for me and my group, we want to stand for the Lord. And when that happens, it shifts the atmosphere in the room. So thank you, Uncle, for being the example of that. That's been something that I've really appreciated about you, and that just the way that you want to bring the Holy Spirit's presence to our church and to our church family. I totally appreciate you, Uncle. So I think we might have time for one more. Is there one last? Oh, Christian, come. He his hand like shot up super quick, so had a call.
Well, that's because he said one more, and I was like, okay, I have to do it. Hi, Catalyst. Okay, so this happened last night. I went to the game night, and, you know, first time game night, it was really fun. Plug to Brandon, that was great. Well, so Josh was my ride to the game night, and he decided to stay till like cleanup.
Aren't you the older brother? How come your younger brother's driving you?
He doesn't pay for gas. Thanks, Josh. Okay, well. Well, regardless, it was late, and I went to work that day, and I was just overall just exhausted. And by the time I got home, one of my like closest friends, he texted me from high school. He texted me. He was like, "Hey, like, are you awake?" And you know, obviously I was. But like, he just started like venting to me, just out of just complete anger, just so much. Like, I've never seen anyone with such like hate in their heart, and to the point where some of it was even pointed towards me, and I didn't know what to do with that. So I just gave it to the Lord. And I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do with this? Because, like, I can't keep this in my heart and just continue for it to eat at me at it. And what the Lord responded with was, just listen to him. Give it to me as you listen. Oh, my gosh. It was up till like, 2 a.m. just listening to this, to him just go, just constantly, just back and forth of just me listening to how, like, to the point where he's, like, cussing me out, too. It was bad. And then at one point I was like, Lord, where are you going with this? Because I don't see an end to this, and I'm getting tired. And then when I prayed that, that's when my friend decided to say, like, you grew up in like a nuclear family, like everything was perfect for you. And I was like, and then that's when like I felt the Lord say, like, all right, use that. It was just like the timing was kind of crazy. And then and I know that his dad passed away when he was 12, and he didn't have that, you know, fatherly figure. So then from that moment on, my replies changed from from just listening to him to pouring into him, how the Lord poured into me and how my dad poured into me. So just a mixture of just two amazing fathers for this one man. And by the end of the night, like, I could just hear him just sobbing. Just a shift in his tone, a shift in everything. I could just, through the phone, I can feel the Spirit moving to him. And, like, the change in his heart to the point where he had nothing left to say. And just, yeah, he just ended up just started praying. Like, he ended up praying with me. He's not a believer, by the way. He went to my high school, and that was just so huge for me. And then I fell asleep. That's the end.
All right, thanks, Christian, for sharing, and thanks for making it to church on time, even though I know you were up really, really late. But it's awesome because, you know, this amazing thing happened to him really late at night, but he got himself here to share this story with us. So thanks, Christian, for getting out of bed and getting over here so we could hear and be encouraged by the ways that you are listening to the Lord and really to see the Lord's heart for your friend, right? This guy that full of anger, and a lot of it was probably directed at the Lord too, but that didn't change the Lord's heart for him. The Lord wanted to minister and bless him. So he brought Christian to listen. He spoke to Christian in the moment, told him what to do, told him how to share, and there was a shift. There was a shift for his friend. So I think that's an amazing testimony and a great one to close off our time this morning. If you didn't get a chance to share and you have a little bit longer story, you know, I'm sure John would love to hear your stories and can come on Catalyst Stories and share your story with him. Otherwise, I'm sure we'll have more testimony Sundays in the future. But worship team, want to invite you guys to come up, and let's close our time in prayer. God, we just thank you for all of the awesome stories that were shared this morning. It just really shows your heart for people and how you are moving and really just the ways that you're moving in our church and our people. We thank you that you've chosen all of us to be a part of your family, and that you can use any one of us to cook, well, any one of us to minister, to hear your voice, and to share your love with the world. So God, we just thank you. We want to bless your heart this morning. We thank you for all the ways that you've been moving, all the stories that of what you're doing. It's so exciting, from sending our youth to Japan to wanting just our teachers to know how much you value and how much you see them, to the different stories that were shared this morning of how you see people that are full of anger, but that you are a compassionate God and that you want them to be set free from that. You want to bring them into your family. So God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all the ways that you've blessed us, and we just hope that this morning was a blessing to you. Thank you that we get to worship together. In Jesus' name, amen.